News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, proposals to give all workers the legal right to paid sick leave from next year will be brought to the Cabinet by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar today. The bill would provide a minimum level of protection to employees who had previously no entitlement to a company's sick pay scheme. We're joined by Laura Brambeck, Social Policy Officer of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Laura, your reaction to this, I know you wouldn't have seen the detail yet, but is it something you welcome?
Oh, absolutely. So this is coming on foot of a trade union and Irish Congress campaign. Ireland is one of a small handful of wealthy countries where workers have no right to pay sick leave from their employer and employers have no responsibility to their sick workers. In Ireland, sick pay is treated as a perk of the job that employers can decide whether or not to include in the workers' contract of employment. So that's about to change with this bill being considered by Cabinet today, which will make sick pay a legal right.
We don't, as you say, we don't know the detail yet. Are you hopeful that it'll come in fairly quickly, or is something like this more likely to be done on a graduated basis? I suppose, to be fair, employers do have to make start putting the plans in place for this to happen.
Absolutely, Shane. So while the details aren't yet published, some of the features for your listeners to listen out to when they are announced later today is around who's eligible. Will you have to earn over a certain amount? Will you have to be with your employer for a certain period to qualify? The rate of payment, will it be a flat amount or will it be a percentage of the worker's earnings? The duration of the payment, how long of the period of sickness will be covered? The waiting days, the period in between getting sick and being eligible for sick pay. And as you mentioned, another big important feature will be the rollout period. How long between it kicking in before we have a comprehensive sick pay scheme?
Just before you go, Laura, do we know how many people in full-time employment in Ireland don't have access to sick pay?
We don't. It's not something that the government has measured, but I have seen some of the announcements. So what's going to be published today is an impact assessment. And from reports in the media, I see that they're estimating about half of all workers, because public servants would be covered by it. So that takes out a large chunk. And even within private sector workers, there are lots of good employers out there that do voluntarily cover their workers, but a lot of people without it, and that'll change from today.
Okay, Laura Brambeck, Social Policy Officer at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.